Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Lady who I'm going to introduce. I want to introduce the lovely Jetana Williams, who's the founder of Beyond the Sky Solutions. And Jetana and I are going to be talking today about a really cool topic that I can't wait to unpack. And it is keep up the pace and navigate the winds of change in business. So Jetana, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hello, hello, everybody.
That was a great way to do that. They all know you're friendly. That's pretty good. And I'm loving the topic today because I'm going, well, I got the part about keeping up the pace, which I know I can never keep up the pace. And navigating
right.
The winds of change in business is the one that, like, leaves me cold all the time because everything's changing in business. It is scary
right.
to me. I want to know what are you thinking of when we talk about navigating the winds of change in business? Share with our listeners.
Well, you know, when I think about navigate, you know, I think about a ship, and you're on the ship and you're trying to sail through the winds and adjust your sail. And for me, I think about, I have to be flexible, especially when it comes to things such as social media and checking all my emails and responding to phone calls and inquiries. So I just think about how you manage all the different things that goes on throughout your business and how do you, adjust to it, basically be flexible.
It is so true, but I think it's even, you know, I saw a presentation recently and it was a woman from Qualcomm, fabulous presentation, Navreena Singh, and she was talking about, man, if you think business is fast now, I mean, when you look at the next 5 years forward, she says it's gonna turn our heads and make our whole body spin, you know? And, I want to kind of get into with what, you know, you do, because I know you've got, you know, I mean, first of all, your business name is incredible, Beyond the Sky Solutions. I'm like, I'm just thinking you do big things is what I think when I hear that name. And I know you do, but tell just a little bit of an overview of the services that you provide in the way of, care services for seniors and residential and, you know, all of that for home living and, right, adult care and all of that.
Yeah.
Share a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so basically we have three service lines. We actually support the senior care businesses that take care of the seniors. So if someone's an owner of an assisted living or boarding care or a home care business, we support them by providing them continuing education and consulting, making sure that they are compliant with state regulations. And then we have the service line of where we're able to help the families to find these businesses because we've built relationships with them and know what type of care that they deliver. We're able to make a good recommendation to the families. So we're doing placement, consulting, and referral services, education, training, all wrapped up under Beyond the Sky Solutions. And when I think about – go ahead. I'm sorry.
So sorry. I was just saying, it's such a cool business name. Keep going because I want to come back and go, how did you come up with that business name? But keep going because I'm hearing about your services. I apologize for the interruption.
No, that's – no. So how did I get the name? So one day I was sitting at the kitchen table and I've got this little scratch paper, and I'm writing, and I'm listing out names, and my husband was cooking. He's a good cook. And
nice.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not it. And I said, okay, Lord, I get all my solutions from you. So, you know, help me to come up with a solution for a business name. And I said, wait a minute. That's it. Beyond the Sky Solutions. I get my solutions from Beyond the Sky. Let me bring some solutions to other people. And so that's how I came up with the name Beyond the Sky Solutions.
I love it. I love it. And I know you've got, I mean, I want to know more about your business, but you have a 3H business model, which I think there's a system that you have for everything, because I'm loving kind of hearing about your kind of like focus in business and what you do. And tell everybody about your 3H business model, because I do love it.
Well, my 3H business model has to do with, you know, honor, humility, and honesty. You know, because we're dealing with seniors and the senior care population, you know, we want to make sure that we're honoring individuals who provide the care as well as those individuals that are looking for the care. So having honor for our individuals we serve is something that's very important to me and to the individuals that work with me. And, you know, having some sense of humility in that. You know, we have been privileged to serve individuals that have served our country, who have ran corporations, who have been married for 80-some years, you know, living well into their hundreds. I mean, so having some humility and not expecting a lot from individuals, but realizing that we are honored to provide the services that we do. And then having honesty when we're delivering the services. You know, there's so many people that do things to get the money, you know, to make sure that their bottom line looks really good. And I believe that if you do things for the right reasons, your bottom line will always look good. So being honest with those that we serve on both ends is very important to me. And the one thing that's not in that 3H business model is humor. I believe that you have to laugh.
It's four H's, so it's four of them, right?
Yeah, it's actually four, and I really need to change that, because you have to laugh,
yeah.
And you have to not take yourself so seriously, or you could just lose it if you don't. Laugh at yourself.
That is, like, so true, so true. So it's now the 4-H business model.
Right.
And, you know, I love that, because so many businesses, I mean, this is what's interesting. I think I'm just going to share a little, and then I want to kind of talk how you kind of came around to a business model like that. I mean, to me, it's kind of like your value system, right? Of what are the important elements of your company philosophy. And I love that, because it took us a few years to really get that where I felt like, I mean, I want to live it, eat it, breathe it, and experience it, and then share it. And so, like, do you publicize this? I mean, do you kind of make it in every fiber of how your business runs and share that with your staff? Like, you know, we keep being told we need to share the value system with our staff and our team and all of it. How do you share the 4-H business model with everyone? Or do you?
You know what? Actually, it's more of an internal thing. The individuals that come on board to be a consultant with Beyond the Sky Solutions, they all have their own higher standards. And I think as long as I live it, eat it, breathe it, I attract individuals who feel the same. And then those individuals that, because as business owners, you can't always get it right. You think you can when you're bringing someone to be part of your world. If they don't have that same system within them, eventually it comes to light, and then you realize that that person is not the right fit for your business. So it's something that I live, and therefore I think I attract individuals to that, and we discuss it in trainings and meetings and how we operate. It's more of an internal thing, and I think when we go out and about, people in the community will feel that from us.
I think it definitely shows when you have those values and you live it, you know. And I can, knowing you, I mean, I'm getting to know you better, but I just think, man, you do exhibit that, which I love. I think it's a really important element of the why of business, which for all of us we need to find. But I'm curious to know, because, I mean, with what you've got going on for your services and your business model, talk about an amazing time to be caring for seniors, right, and doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, what was the kind of thought process, or what was the big, you know, kind of idea that came about where you said, this is the venture I want to get involved in? Was there a tipping point? Was there a situation? Had you been thinking about it for a while? Or for our listeners that might be potential entrepreneurs or existing ones, what was the kind of inspiration that said, this is the business for me?
Well, you know what? It's really interesting because I feel like I was called to do this. I was sitting in a big corporate meeting, and, you know, I'm listening to different things going around the table, and I still have a lot of respect for the individuals that I, you know, worked with at the time. And, you know, something within me, the spirit or the rattle in me for making a change, decided that, you know, I wanted to do things differently. And I had no idea at that time that I was going to take this journey of being an entrepreneur. I left thinking, okay, I'm going to go find another corporation that I can work for and provide my support and services. When I was called by an assisted living in San Diego to come and help them out with implementing a sales process because they had never done that before. And in doing so and helping them find solutions for the issues that they had internally, and they asked me, you know, why don't you really do this for a living? And I said, really? You know, I said, you know what? I feel like there's something I'm supposed to be doing. And I looked at all the information out there that people were not getting. Families were not getting connected to companies and information. And I thought, you know what? Yes, I can do this. I can fill in those gaps, and I can offer my services in a way that I feel really good about. So it was a call to me, you know. And the people that have specialty in each area have just kind of fallen in my lap. It's interesting.
Did you know them, or were these people you just found certain partners and supporters and colleagues and staff? Or how did you go about?
You know, one of the individuals that works with me, you know, we're definitely partners in crime. We used to work together at the previous company. And, you know, yeah, so it was just one of those things. She called me up, said, hey, what are you up to these days? And I told her, and she said, let's meet. And we talked. And then another lady, I kept running into her out there in the community. And she said, you know what, I want to learn more about what you're doing. Let's sit down and talk. So, you know, then another lady with wonderful expertise, she came via another person, and it just kind of, it all start falling together, and that's usually not the case, but that's how I know that I was called to do this, because the people who, you know, work alongside me were sent to me, if that makes sense.
It totally makes sense, and I think, you know, I think it takes a very special person to serve the senior market. I mean, because first of all, I mean, it's a great time, I would think, from an opportunity standpoint. I don't know if you looked at your business this way, but with the aging population of seniors, right, for the boomers, it seems to me it's like, what a prime great time to do that. But then there's all those challenges with the healthcare system and, you know, healthcare as it is. I'm kind of curious, what have you found to be, you know, in the time you've been in business since you started, what have you found to be the, you know, something that you find is just delightful that you hadn't expected? And on the same line, what has been maybe one, you know, big frustration that you just had no idea when you got into business? We'll look at both spectrums.
Well, okay, one of the most delightful things is, you know, I was not expecting was the love that I received from the family. I've gotten everything from, you know, apple pies to, you know, little trinkets that they made by hand as a thank you, because we don't charge the families for our services. And they always want to show their gratitude for all the help we provide them. And that was unexpected, just the love shown from families. And The other piece of it, the challenge piece of it, is those families that unfortunately do not have the finances to pay for the services that their loved one needs. So, for example, we'll get a call from someone that their loved one has Alzheimer's and they're quite progressed within the disease. And, you know, in order to receive care for someone with Alzheimer's can start at $5,000 a month. And a you know, they're looking for care and they don't have that type of money. So, you know, the joy of it is helping a family. The not so joy of it is what can we do for those families that don't have the resources to get the services? So that's some of the
those
things that we're faced with.
But yeah, I mean, I love that. And, you know, in kind of like in spirit with today's topic of keeping up the pace and navigating the winds of change, you know, especially in business, right, is what, because it's constant change every day, you know, kind of share maybe or think of what are maybe the top three things I know that, you know, that you might share with our listeners about how you keep up the pace with just how things are so different and things are always changing with technology and social media and just how business is done now. I still think there's a foundation, but what do you do to keep up and relevant, not only on some of those things, marketing and selling? I mean, selling's even different now, you know, than it was.
Right.
I mean, I'm a dark horse. I've been in business 20 some years. I think business is totally different.
Right. Some of the things that I've done, you know, Michelle, I think I just stay open to learning. I don't think that you can ever know it all in your business. So you have to constantly seek out information. So you have to always work towards becoming a master at what you do, but I don't think anyone really truly becomes a master. So you need to read books and you need to go to seminars. You need to hire a coach. You need to recognize that, you know, you might not be the best at something, but there is someone who is really good at it and can help you out. So I think in order for you to stay navigating business change is you have to always be willing to learn, always be humble enough to know that, okay, that's not my swim lane, but there's some woman out there who that is her swim lane, and how can she help me to understand this better? You know, I think that's the best way to navigate it all.
I love how you said woman, and I'm like, well, what about the men? Oh, no, just the women. There's still for the women there. We love men, but forget the men. No, I'm just teasing. I had to go there on that one, right? As a women's organization,
right.
We're like, yeah, female power, right? That's what we're all about.
Well,
oh, good grief.
I've learned a lot from men, too. I've learned a lot. I've learned what not to do. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, now we're going down a different path
kidding.
Here, Jatana. We've gone down, yeah, no.
I'm kidding.
You know, it is funny, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking now, how long have you been in business in total since you started?
I have been in business now 3 years. 3 years and 1 month. And
do
you know, they
do
said,
you find...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, do you find that every year it's a different type of challenge as you grow your business? I mean, kind of share every year I find it's like, okay, I overcame that hurdle. Then the next year it's something else. It's like, have you found that to be true in building, you know, what I like to call my empire? Are you finding that you're experiencing different things every year in different challenges in different ways?
Constantly. Matter of fact, I was working on my business plan for 2017, and it's always good for us to jot down what our plan is and come up with timelines. And one of the things that has really challenged me this year is just more competition. There's more competition. And what is the competition doing, you know, and staying focused on what we need to do. So, Michelle, every year it's something new all the time.
So that's the constant. There's no change there. That's just the constant. Well, then
you're
right. Comfortable with that. Yeah. You know, but one thing I know with your business, right, you just have such high regulations. I mean, you, if I'm understanding right, I mean, you can't dot an I or cross a T unless there's a government regulation and process to it. Tell, you know, for just for our listeners that, you know, are, again, potential entrepreneurs, how did you make sure that you were doing things in the, you know, the regulated way? Because it is, I think, frightening with, you know, someone in your business, how you have to follow the rules, connect the dots, dot the I's, and make sure you're doing everything according to specs and plan.
Yeah, so what we do with the education piece is we provide continuing education credits to the senior care businesses, and, you know, they're regulated to have a certain amount of hours depending on when they came into the business. So, you know, I've made sure that I have the certifications that I need to run the business. I'm constantly going to classes myself. I'm constantly reading through the regulations. I get alerts about any changes in the regulations. I'm going on the government site to review what's going on in the Senate. You know, what are they voting on? What, you know, what assembly member is using senior care as a platform for their agenda? You know, so I'm constantly reading. It's so exciting.
Okay.
It's so
I don't know that many people
would
say, yeah, that's like that's something people get really excited about, Jatana. But, you know, this is why you are in the business that you are in, is what I'm thinking. You know, I love it. I want to shift gears. I want to shift gears for a minute because, you know, just with everything happening in the senior market, what are some of the biggest trends, you know, that you see by serving, you know, the senior care living, you know, market? I mean, it's like, are there things changing that much? I mean, do laws and regulations change that much? Or is it kind of, you know, business as usual in the industry you do business in?
Well, right now, the biggest thing that's hit the industry for assisted living and home care is the increase in training requirements. So you have a lot of mom and pop businesses in senior care. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, you wear many hats. So now, you know, they're faced with having to deliver more training to their staff. And that can be a challenge for them. So that's something new that happened in 2016 in January, is that requirements for training have gone up. The way that they deliver the training has been specified, and who is supposed to provide the training. So these owners are faced with finding qualified people to come out and provide training if someone within their business or organization is not qualified to provide that training. So that's something new. So things are always changing, and it usually has to do with politics.
Yeah,
I won't get on that one, but, yeah, usually it does.
I was going to say, are you sitting on the fence going, gosh, depending on, you know, who is the president-elect here coming up in November, could that be some significant changes at that, you know, point for you and your business and industry?
No, not from the presidential standpoint, but more so from Congress.
Okay.
Those individuals have more impact on
the policymakers. Yeah, got it. Well, and I always love asking this question to an entrepreneur because we are big thinkers. I know that. And you're about Beyond the Sky Solutions. So let's go to the sky for a minute because we only have a couple of minutes left, believe it or not. And I'm really curious how you see the future. I mean, when you kind of paint a picture of the future of your business and the model and what you're looking to do at Beyond the Sky Solutions, how could you describe that so we can hear your big thoughts and ideas? You know, and our listeners can get inspired for what you want to accomplish.
So many ideas.
I'll bet. Because you're
so
beyond
many.
The sky, right? I mean,
yeah,
play that. You got to play that
big,
title
big.
Up. I love it.
That's big.
It exactly.
Well, you know, one of the things that that I see that is impacting this industry is the lack of qualified or trained caregivers. So one of my big beyond the sky thinking is, you know, be able to bring on people who really have a passion for caring for others, train them, and then help them to find the right company to work for. So that would be a big undertaking because, you know, the numbers show that we're going to have about 117 million people needing care by the year 2020. That's right around the
corner. Wow.
And
that
there's
sure
only
is.
about 45 million people who are officially considered trained caregivers. So we're going to have a shortage. And so that's a huge thing for my organization to look at and implement and get going, is to find help for people who need it. It's big. Big.
I guess I never realized what it, but you've got a double-edged sword. I mean, you've really got to find caregivers, right, that you can, that can go serve. And then you also have to have the clients or the families that have seniors as family members who need care, and you're like a matchmaker. I mean, I saw that, but now I'm going, wow, it's really, you know, double the fun, right, in finding the right match and resources and people and business, because most people are just going out there looking for clients, but you've got a two-step process to making sure you've got a good fit for your clients. Wow. Okay.
Right.
That blew my mind for a minute. Leave us with, you know, a couple of, I love it. So you're in your three-year place. And if anybody in our listening audience is interested to know more or they'd like to get a hold of you, how would you like to share your contact information, Jatana, so they can raise their hand and to you if they're interested to
they
know more
can,
about you?
Yeah. Well, you know, they can call. Our number is 619-476-2239. They can always give me a call at the office. If I'm not there, leave a message. We have wonderful ladies that answer the phone. Or you can look at our website, which would be www.BAS.com/SAM.co, Beyond the Sky Solutions, and check us out, see what we're doing. We are on Facebook, so you can just Google Beyond the Sky Solutions. We come up on Facebook. And just check out and see what we're doing. We're always doing classes. We're always doing things. So, yeah, we can stay connected, join our mailing list, and ask me questions. I'm all up for that.
Love it. Okay, final question, and then we're going to be – I can't believe we're all done. What do you feel – what can you leave us with that is like just the biggest piece of advice that you could give to somebody thinking of starting a business or someone that is a woman or a female owner that's getting it done and is trying to keep up the pace and navigate the winds of change? What can you leave us with that we will go, wow? No pressure.
No pressure. Okay, well, you know what? One thing that I can say for both ends is – celebrate the successes of other professional women. You know, we see so much on TV of women fighting and talking behind each other's backs. You know, you have to be willing to clap your hands for another woman who's making it happen or is trying to make it happen. And then be willing to share what you have done to obtain your success with other women. You only get success by sharing it with others around you. Then you get more, and then you get more, and then you get more. So that would be my little tidbit.
You just gave me goosebumps. I love it. We couldn't be so similar on the same page. I'm like, I'm loving you more on that one. So to our listeners, I hope you were inspired because it passed the test. I got the goosebump test. I loved it. Jatana, you were awesome on our show today. Thank you for being our leading lady.
Michelle.
Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
You,
and to our
Abby.
Listeners, we love your loyalty and that you tune in every Monday at 9 a.m., every Friday at 2 p.m. We're always here. It's been my pleasure to be your host today, and I want to announce that next week our leading lady is Lisa Boyle, and she is the CEO and SEO expert of Paradigm Shift SEO, and our topic is going to be why you should love SEO. And if you don't know what SEO is, it's, you know, it's search engine optimization, and we all want to be found online these days. So I think it'll be a great conversation. So Jatana, thanks again to all of our listeners.
Thank you.
I'm
going to
repeat
Thank
what
you.
Jatana said, and that is, yes, please, ladies, please go out and be advocates on behalf of each other, and have a phenomenal weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.